So I meant to ask you, when you're talking about ALK and response rates that are seen in terms of first-line therapy, that it looks like everybody's, at least in these CNS scenarios, is putting down alectinib, but you do have two other drugs out there, brigatinib and ceritinib. You know, there's this issue with the pulmonary reaction with brigatinib that seems like people aren't that concerned about, but do you think it would be equally valid to use those two drugs for CNS mets?
I think brigatinib is clearly equal to alectinib. Everything we see suggests these drugs are almost exactly the same. So I think brigatinib and alectinib are really on par. Now, ceritinib, you know, ceritinib is kind of a funny drug. It entered the market at a good time, so we had an opportunity to use it after patients had progressed on crizotinib, but it had some GI toxicities. So then there was some revamping, and we got a new dose, and patients take it with food, so that's helped a lot with GI toxicity. But, you know, it's probably not quite as good as alectinib in the CNS, and there was a paper published a few years back of patients who were progressing on ceritinib who then went on to alectinib, and we saw multiple patients with response in that context, and we think it really is due to better CNS penetration of alectinib versus ceritinib. So I think ceritinib's probably not quite as good a drug as alectinib or brigatinib.